creates tremendous fear and anxiety, questions about the future for Jews in Europe, but it also creates uncertainty about Europe itself and the future of the continent. As you said in your introduction, there's a linkage. There were attacks on European values, such as freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and there were attacks on Jews. In other words, there were attacks on Europe and what it stands for. So the future is in question both for Jews and, frankly, for Europe itself.
Well, what steps are needed to protect your community? What can be done?
A lot. I've been spending the last 15 years, that's 15 years, together with my AJC colleagues, traveling in Europe, meeting with European leaders, and trying to call attention to the growing threat both to Jewish communities and to European values. And we got a mixed reaction, always polite, but in many cases a reaction of denial. Now Europe has to face the magnitude of the problem. There is a threat. It comes from within Europe, and it comes from the periphery of Europe. Europe has to acknowledge the threat, call it by its real name, which is jihadist radicalism, Islamic radicalism, and it has to strengthen its will and its determination on many, many fronts, from intelligence and surveillance to justice, to the police, to education, to take on this challenge. And it won't be an overnight issue. It's not about one speech or two speeches. It's about a long-term determination to defend Europe's values and Europe's communities, including Jews, in order to save Europe.
Sometimes, though, when they try to improve the situation, they can actually take away some rights that people have. It's a fine line there.
Well, there is a fine line, but the first line and the first right is the right to security and the right to life. And right now, the right to security and the right to life are both being threatened, as we've seen now in Belgium, in France, in Denmark, and elsewhere. And Europe is under threat. And when you add to this the fact that there are now an estimated 3,000-plus Europeans currently fighting in Iraq and in Syria, the European fear is what happens when they return to Europe. They will be battle-hardened, battle-tested, and are they going to go back to peaceful pursuits, or are they going to carry on their jihadist struggle within Europe? So this is an immense challenge. Europe is a democratic zone. It need not apologize for its democracy, but it also has to defend itself and its core values, which are under assault.
You mentioned what the authorities should do, but is there anything within your community that you can do other than visiting and talking with people?
Well, the Jewish community, acting on its own, can do very little. It's a small minority of Europe. What it can do, though, is continue to urge European authorities to provide full protection, full security, and full support. And many European countries today are waking up to that reality. I would particularly point to France, which took a while to figure out the challenge, but the Prime Minister of France today is probably the most determined and courageous of European leaders who understands, and he has said that France without the Jews is no longer France. And I would add, Europe without the Jews would no longer be Europe. So the future of Europe and the future of Jewish communities in Europe are completely intertwined. You can't separate one from the other. So Jewish security depends on European security, and European security, I would argue, also depends on Jewish security.